In this podcast, we are going to discuss the ROI that can be gained from website videos and use several hypothetical examples to explore this topic. This podcast will go through how to measure success, ROI calculation, what your video should have, why videos are important, examples, and lastly, a conclusion with different video types. First of all, sales is the measure of success when it comes to judging how well a video is doing for your business, not views. When publishing new media content, it can be tempting to play off of that media's benchmarking metrics instead of internal goals that your business has for its content. On YouTube, for example, it can be tempting to think of views, comments, or likes/dislikes as the measure of success. When publishing a video for your company, it can be important to detach the number of views and likes a video gets with the amount of success that the video has on a sales perspective. An effective video is one that brings in additional sales, not necessarily one that has high viewership. Although high viewership is certainly not a bad thing, as more views usually lead to more sales. ROI calculation formula. ROI is the amount of money you receive back for every dollar you put into a project. An ROI of 50% means that you receive $1.50 back for every $1 you spend, or 50 cents in profit for every $1 spent. ROI can be calculated as marketing ROI equals additional profit from marketing minus the cost of marketing, and then all of that is divided by the cost of marketing. Additional profit from marketing can be calculated as revenue from marketing minus the variable costs of that marketing. And lastly, variable costs of that marketing can be calculated as revenue times contribution margin, or revenue minus variable costs. Videos are one of many different forms of content that can be used to try and generate leads for a business. In a recent survey of 200 different B2B marketing professionals, videos were found to be the most popular content type. The survey went on to show that videos were the best form of content for generating either very high or somewhat high quality leads. This outweighed all other content forms such as surveys, case studies, product comparisons, and more. Videos were the most common type of content, utilized by 92% of the marketers, and videos produced the highest number of very high quality leads at 23%. This data demonstrates the effectiveness of videos for a website and its effectiveness in producing high quality leads that can be turned into sales. Example 1, low budget video. A low budget video for your website can be made relatively quickly with equipment that your staff already owns. All that is required is a staff member with some basic video editing knowledge, which is very easy to look up online, and one can learn the basics in under an hour, and a decent video camera. Nearly all smartphones come with a decent video camera today, and assuming that the video is shot in a well-lit area, the quality of the video will be more than acceptable for a YouTube-style video. If a business is taking the low-budget route and utilizing their own staff and equipment, a 5-minute video can be made in around 5 to 10 hours of work, combined across all of the staff involved. Assuming the staff member's time is worth $50 an hour, that makes the video cost the business $250 to $500. The main strength of a video done by the business themselves is that a lot of information can be packed into the video that could be considered new information in the online video world. Take a metal finishing company, for example. They may offer several different finishing services which can be compared to one another. Upon looking up those services on YouTube, they may discover that there is no videos that adequately describe the differences between the two processes. The metal finishing company can then go around their shop and film the various equipment in motion, while a staff member who's familiar with all of the machines discusses the key similarities and differences between them. If this video presents new information that is beneficial to people searching for metal finishing processes, the video will likely gain some viewership, and as a result, some sales. If we continue with the example from the metal finishing company, a single sale can be worth $1,000 to upwards of $100,000 if it is a large enough job. A single sale in this example will have extremely high ROI and make the $500 cost well worth it. If we assume that $10,000 in sales are brought from the video and the company has a contribution margin of 40%, that gives an ROI of 700%. Meaning every $1 spent returned $7. Example 2, High budget video. A high budget video will have to be contracted out to a video or media company who has a full range of professional equipment and experienced video editors utilizing the most advanced software. A video from these sort of production companies can range from $10,000 to $100,000 depending on the length and complexity of the video requested. The company will likely need to spend several days filming the video and then a further weeks or months editing the footage. It should be obvious just from the price tag that a high budget video is not going to be feasible for many businesses and industries. Projected sales from the video should well exceed the cost in order for a business to consider ordering a high budget video to be made. A video of this magnitude will also require advanced oversight from the business's sales and marketing managers in order to ensure that the video is targeting the right demographic and product segment. A business such as a metal finishing company, which can land huge jobs, may want to look into a high budget video. A business such as a local construction company will likely not want to invest in a high budget video, since profit margins are typically much smaller in the construction industry. If we assume the same metal finishing company utilized the high budget video at a cost of $20,000, and was able to successfully land quadruple the amount of work, or $40,000 in sales, the ROI would be as follows. $40,000 times 40%, minus $20,000, and then all of that divided by another $20,000. And this works out to negative 20% ROI, or every $1 spent reduced profit by 20 cents. Comparing the two examples, both of the examples presented are hypothetical scenario results. Before creating a video, we suggest you create sales projections and see what options appear to have the best ROI. Typically, ROI should be targeted at around 100% for most marketing methods. SEO has an average ROI of 275%, which is one of the highest ROI marketing methods available and almost always falls within the top three. In the case of the low-budget video scenario, it was able to be made at almost zero cost to the business. If the video generated zero sales, it would not be a serious financial hardship to the business, and therefore it is a low-risk approach. In the case of the high-budget video, a video of that size is a massive cost outlay for any small to medium-sized business, and its failure could spell disaster for that business's fiscal year. A series of low-budget videos that can be made focusing on a wide range of products and services will offer high ROI due to the much lower cost and a much safer strategy for many businesses. ProfitWorks provides small business services and provides website traffic and website conversion optimization services, which increase the number of sales generated from a website. The focus of our services is on increasing sales and providing a positive return on investment. To learn more about ProfitWorks, visit www.profitworks.ca. To visit our blog, visit www.profitworks.ca/blog. Thanks for listening.